Jay joins us every Monday morning at this time. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Pleasant. Good morning.
Well, we have this morning some news that would take some of us by surprise if it actually happened. Could the Trump administration actually be considering abolishing the TSA?
Well, we have some Republicans in D.C. that have already pushed forward a motion to do just that. And it'll be interesting to see if the Trump administration decides that's the way to go. Of course, when you talk about abolishing the TSA, a couple of things immediately come to mind for me. One, the attacks of 9/11 all those years ago that brought about the TSA was not a result of a lapse in security. Box cutters, the knives that were taken on board the aircraft were allowed to. Anything under 4 inches as far as a blade was allowed to go on board an aircraft. And there were no procedures that were not followed that day, but the TSA was created anyway. And when we look at it right now, most of the audits that take place on the performance of the TSA have shown at many times as much as a 90% failure rate. And when you're looking at that, the idea is, why are we having this level of incompetence, if you will, and perhaps it's time to go back to the private security where we had different private security firms across the country that provided security at airports around the country. The challenge back then was we did not have as consistent of a screening as we would have liked to have had with all those different private companies. Some did very well, some not as much. So the thought was by creating the TSA, we would have this consistent level of screening from coast to coast. The problem is, how many times have you flown, and at one airport you're required to do this, and at another airport they don't have you do that, and you're like, wait a minute, wait, I take my shoes off here, but I didn't have to there. The jacket comes off now, before it didn't. There's just that consistency's not there. So I don't know. We'll see where it goes, but the way that the Trump administration is gobbling up things like Pac-Man, I guess any program or department right now would be on alert.
Well, you're right. There are certainly inconsistencies. I fly back and forth between Raleigh-Durham and Sky Harbor and Phoenix quite a bit because of two different jobs. And I know at Raleigh-Durham I have to take my shoes off. At Terminal 4 at Sky Harbor, I don't have to take my shoes off.
Yep. And look, there was a time Sherry and I were flying out of a southern airport I won't discuss that I had three boxes of ammunition for my .357 in my carry-on bag. Now, I didn't have my firearm, but I just forgot that I had three boxes of ammunition in my carry-on bag. Tony, they didn't see it. We get to the West Coast, and we're coming back from Orange County, and they pulled me off the side and said, sir, can we talk to you about your bag? I said, sure. And they said, they pulled out not one, not two, but three boxes. I was like, oh, no, totally forgot it. But how do you miss three boxes of ammunition when you're screening a checked bag? So I went back to that airport, talked to the TSA supervisors, and said, look, pull the film and use it as a training aid so you can avoid this kind of thing in the future. Because, again, these types of things happen all, and I hear from people every week where we have these situations where, Jay, I forgot I had this, and I got through security, and I freaked out. I didn't know what to do. So, yeah, it's just the consistency's not there as we would like, even though the technology has been upgraded incredibly, I think, making it far easier for the people to do their job.
And if the TSA were to go away, would we go back to private security, or would local authorities step in?
It would be back to the private sector, in fact, but you know, I don't know how many of those companies still exist that we used before, and there would be just a lot of headaches as we would transition. Look, I remember when the TSA was created by President Bush, I thought, what are we doing? And then I think they were around 2 or 3 years, and the TSA threw a party, a banquet. They spent like $565,000 where they gave out lifetime achievement awards. And I thought, I know we're in trouble if after 3 years they're already giving out lifetime achievement awards, because it was turning into just another government agency that just gobbled up a lot of money, and where that money could have been spent elsewhere.
Well, speaking of headaches, Jay, the headaches continue near Reagan National. Yet another near miss last week.
Yeah, we had a situation with a Delta flight that was departing, and as they were departing, there was a Delta jet that took off, and then as it did, there was an Air Force, I think it was T-38 aircraft, that was taking off opposite of them and actually flew underneath the aircraft. And after it happened, I mean, they were going like 350 miles an hour, and they were 800 feet altitude. And the Delta crew called back and said, hey, Tower, you know, on that takeoff, there was an actual aircraft that was about 500 feet below us as we took off. And they said, yeah, affirmative, we've got that. But when you look at the NTSB, after that horrific crash that we had, they went back and looked at the number of instances that happened as far as close proximity events, as they call it. And in a three-year period of time, and I had to read this report twice to make sure I was reading it accurately, 15,000 times. 15,000 times in 3 years, we had a close proximity event. Now, since the crash, the Federal Aviation Administration has closed off that helicopter route along the river. But when you look at this, the FAA was clearly aware of the fact of how many of these occurrences were happening in D.C. It was just a matter of time before something was going to happen. I mean, I could not believe the number that's there. That alone should have caused the FAA to say, time out here. We've got to make some changes before we have a disaster. But it, again, as it always seems to do with aviation, this drives me absolutely out of my mind, it takes an accident before they say, you know, let's do this instead. And it should never take a loss of life before we look at a clear problem. 15,000 occurrences in 3 years? I don't know how more clear you can get than that.
A lot of people are concerned. I know one of my neighbors was flying to Washington, and he changed airlines to fly to Dulles instead just because of all these things that are happening in National.
Well, a lot of people have said, well Jay, why don't we just close the National Airport? Well, unfortunately, our congressmen and women love to fly from that airport because it's very convenient. So the idea that they're going to let go of that, probably not going to happen. We could perhaps reduce the number of flights. I don't know to what extent that would help. You can't increase, the flight activity out of Dulles because, you know, we just don't have any more real estate to do much. And as aviation gets more and more in demand, we're talking about things doubling over the course of the next 10 years. It's like an interstate that you built, and no sooner than you build it, it's already, you know, not able to handle the capacity of the traffic that you have. And that's what we have in D.C. So it's going to be interesting to see as things progress what we can do. But the obvious thing is we just can't close that helicopter route along the river. There's got to be a change in something from this training standpoint, because the number of these close proximity events between commercial airlines and military aircraft has got to stop, and we've got to do something because we're just flirting with disaster at this point in time until we address this in a very definitive fashion, and I hope it's sooner than later.
Jay, thank you so much, as always, for joining us this morning.
Hey, it's my pleasure. And by the way, if anybody's flying today, delays in Atlanta but around noon, and by this evening, Philadelphia and Charlotte. So if you're flying through those three hubs, get to the airport extra early.